somewhere along the line here, too, I think politics came into your life at a very early age. Tell us about that.
Well, my dad was a rural mail carrier, and politics was the sport in rural Oklahoma. Before there was much television, it was the summer sport, basically. So they had all the rallies, and politicians would come out and give their speeches. People would be there and eat their barbecue, etc. I found that just a fascinating life. So I was attracted to it from early on. Then I met Ed Edmondson, who was a young county attorney in Muskogee. He started something called the Junior Officer Corps. We met at the Roxy Theater every Saturday morning, and Ed would come in and speak to us about government and things like that. I really just enjoyed that. And then when I was 11, he had been two terms as county attorney and was making a run for the congressional seat in the 2nd District, which was an open seat at that time. Bill Stigler, the incumbent, did not seek re-election. At a VFW or American Legion dinner with my parents, he was the speaker, and I went up to him afterwards and reintroduced myself and said I knew all the kids in Muskogee and I could help deliver their votes and I wanted to work for him. So he hired me.
At 11 or 12 years old?
Yeah. I did some radio commercials for him, put up signs and worked at the headquarters, did all the things you do. That just further hooked me on politics.
So your father, mother, were they Democrats from the get-go? So you grew up thinking Democrat.
Yeah. My father, there were four sons in his family. Two of them were Democrats, two of them were Republicans. When they were together, they just fiercely talked politics, bitter differences. So I'm on the Democratic side. It's interesting because when I ran for office, I tried to look up and see if anybody else in my family had ever run for office. And my grandfather, who died 2 years before I was born, it's interesting because he was born in 1846, not my great-grandfather, my grandfather. He had fought in the Civil War in the Illinois Regiment at age 17, and then settled in Kansas, ran for county commissioner as a Republican, and lost. My grandmother on my father's side was a staunch Democrat, and my grandfather on my father's side was a staunch Republican because he was an Abraham Lincoln Republican from the state of Illinois.
Who was Ed Edmondson's opponent in that race for Congress?
As I recall, it was the chief of the Cherokee Nation, Dennis Bushyhead. In those days, I had understood that there were Republicans. I just never seen one. In the 2nd District, once you got the Democratic nomination, basically that was it. I do think there was a Republican who ran that year, but later, after he lost the election, President Eisenhower won the presidency, and he was appointed postmaster at the Muskogee Post Office.
So you would look upon Ed Edmondson as a political mentor or not? Or
absolutely. Ed Edmondson had real political talent. He was very cautious, didn't take risks, but he thoroughly thought out all of his political moves, his policy decisions, etc., and was just 100% honest. So he was a mentor and a person I respected and looked up to.
Was he an outgoing person, his personality?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't a big backslapper, but he had good political skills.
His brother, J. Howard Edmondson, were they different?
A little bit different. J. Howard was a lot more risk-taking than Ed was. For example, Ed passed up, I think, some opportunities at a higher office earlier on. Howard took his first opportunity and ran for governor. He would take a bigger risk than Ed would normally. Howard was an excellent politician. He just didn't have the same discipline that Ed had, in my judgment.